If you've never heard of a DOT physical, you aren't alone. I hadn't either before today. So Jen Mora, occupational health nurse practitioner, is here to explain more. Welcome to Stoughton Health Talk. I'm your host, Maggie McKay. Thank you so much for joining us, Jen. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, let's just start with, what is the purpose of the DOT physical?
The DOT physical, it's a medical examination or physical that's required by the Department of Transportation, or DOT. It's for any individual who is driving a commercial vehicle like a truck or bus with the ultimate goal of determining that they are physically fit to operate such a large vehicle safely on the roads.
And so who needs to take a DOT physical? I know what you just mentioned, but what about people over a certain age?
Anyone that has a CDL or a commercial driver's license is required to complete a DOT physical.
Jen, what are the specific medical requirements for passing the DOT physical?
So a thorough medical history will be done, asking for any medical problems, surgeries, or anything like that in the past. Vision and hearing testing are completed, blood pressure check, urinalysis, and then a physical exam of the heart, lungs, and extremities.
Can you go to any doctor to have this done, or do you have to go to a specific place?
They are required per the DOT to be done by someone that has been trained and has passed a certification.
And how do you find those people?
You can find them on the Federal Motor Carriers website.
Are most general providers qualified to give this test?
Nope, you have to take a review class and pass an exam in order to do the testing.
And what medical conditions could disqualify somebody from passing the exam?
If someone has poor vision or has any sort of hearing impairment, that could disqualify them. Obviously, we want someone driving a large vehicle to be able to see and hear their surroundings. If anyone has high blood pressure, uncontrolled high blood pressure, they definitely have a higher risk of a stroke or heart attack while driving, which we wouldn't want to happen. Again, heart conditions, like if they've had a heart attack or have some sort of irregular heartbeat, we want to make sure that they are safe to be driving. Someone that is diabetic who has blood sugars that are uncontrolled, we don't want someone to have a drop in blood sugar while they're driving, which could make them become disoriented or lose control of their vehicle. Epilepsy or seizures would be another one. And then if someone has untreated sleep apnea, that would disqualify them. If they're not sleeping well, that's going to make them more sleepy on the road. We don't want someone driving a semi-truck falling asleep.
Jen, what do I need to bring to the DOT physical if I'm going to get one?
You need to bring your proof of identification, like a picture ID of some sort.
And why choose Stoughton Health for a DOT physical?
I would choose Stoughton Health because our occupational health department is able to typically get people in for their appointments within a week or so, while also providing personalized exceptional care.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for explaining this to us and sharing your expertise. I had never heard of it, and now I know all about it. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Again, that's Jen Mora. To find out more, please visit stoughtonhealth.com. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out our entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Maggie McKay. Thanks for listening to Stoughton Health Talk.